Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I don't watch much television and I almost never go to the cinema, but I do love to listen to music. And about a year ago, I stumbled upon one of my favorite artists from the late 70s and early 80s, Roger Hodgson. I suspect many people have never heard the name Roger Hodgson before, but he was one of the co-founders and lead songwriters for the group Supertramp. Back in the day, I had all of their albums, and I would regularly listen to their catchy tunes. I think one of the reasons that I loved Hodgson's music so much is the fact that his lyrics are thoughtful and challenging. Many of his songs deal with the big questions of life, and they candidly admit the seeming futility of day-to-day existence. I don't think that he is a Christian, but he does have a profoundly spiritual dimension to many of his songs. Just have a listen to Fool's Overture, O Lord, Is It Mine, Only For You, or my personal favorite, Don't Leave Me Now. Don't Leave Me Now has a haunting piano line with a wonderful saxophone part and great guitar riffs. But it's the words that get me. It's almost like a prayer, as you hear the desperation in Hodgson's voice as he sings. A few of the lines include, Don't leave me now, with my back against the wall. When the wind begins to howl, don't leave me now, with nowhere to go, as the shadows start to fall. All alone on the darkest night, feeling old and cold and gray, holding an empty heart as the curtain starts to fall. Don't leave me now. That last line really hits home with me. It reminds me of so many funerals that I've conducted over the years at the crematorium nearest to the congregation I serve. During the committal, as we commend the remains to Almighty God, a button is pressed, causing the curtains to close, symbolizing the finality of death. It is at that moment that everyone gathered in the crematorium should cry out to God, Don't leave me now! But can we be sure that God will not leave us at our time of need, even as the curtain begins to fall in death? It is at this precise point in time that we can join with the author of the Epistle of Hebrews to proclaim, For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently say, The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13:5-6. Jesus will never leave us. In fact, hear how he promises to remain with his sheep who hear his voice and follow. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. John 10:28. And the Apostle Paul sums it up by saying, For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:37-39. Are you afraid that God has left you on your darkest night? That when your back is against the wall, you're on your own? And ultimately, do you fear that when the curtain falls, nothing and no one will be there for you? Well, take heart. Jesus is there for you. He has conquered death and come out victorious on the other side. And we who have been united with him in baptism, will also rise to eternal life. So, when your curtain starts to fall and you cry out to God, Don't leave me now, look to the resurrected Christ and remember that when he died for you, the curtain in the temple was also torn in two. Jesus won't leave you now or forever. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy, and you bring them home. comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.